Friends, now we are going to discuss in details the Alternative Investment Fund Regulation, that is AIF regulations. We have seen just a little bit overview of this other regulations along with alternate regulations, but to be very specific, since the venture capital fund is covered under AIF regulations, that is why the coverage and functioning of these funds is according to the alternate investment fund regulations. There may be some repetitions of my discussion with you, but remember that that discussion was a superficial one. Now what we are going to discuss is clearly stipulating the regulations. Okay, so let us start, and for that purpose I have taken into consideration some of the points for our discussion is categories of the funds. There are three categories what we have discussed in short. Then other silent feature regulations, particular regulations of the AIF and registration, investment condition, general obligation and responsibility and transparency, inspection and procedure and action in case of default, if any happened during the process of investment. That is what we are going to discuss in this chapter. Now, AIF, as it is stated, that it is the regulations which are formulated for the private equity funds, real equity, real estate funds, hedge funds, and they must be registered with the SEBI under the AIF regulations. Okay, so the SEBI, Venture Capital Fund Regulation 1996, is repealed, and 2012 regulation has come into the place. Existing venture capital funds, however, shall not increase. Once this was new regulation has come, the existing, as per the existing regulation, those venture capital funds are established, they should not target any corpus funds, or they should not roll out any new schemes after the release of this notification. For that purpose, they have to re-register again for the purpose of fitting into these new regulations. Okay. So these existing funds not registered under the VCF new regulations will not be allowed to float any new schemes, as I said, and the schemes floated by such a fund before coming into the force of this new regulation, that will continue to be governed till its maturity by the contractual terms. Okay, then existing funds not registered under a VCF regulations which seek re-registration but are not able to comply with all the provisions of AIF regulation may seek the exemption. That was the guideline which are issued at the time of new regulation when it was issued. Now, categories of the funds. As you know, there are three categories. One, category one AIF. What constitutes it? Those AIF, alternate investment funds, with certain incentives or concessions might be considered by the SEBI or Government of India or other regulators in India, and which shall include the venture capital fund, SME fund, social venture fund, infrastructure fund, and such other alternative funds as may be specified by the Government of India and SEBI from time to time. These funds are coming under, are classified under category 1 AIF. These funds shall be always closed-ended funds and shall not engage or leverage in any follow investment restriction prescribed for each category. Investment restriction for the VCFs are like restriction in any existing VCF regulation so far. Now, category 2 AIF, these AIF funds which no specific incentives or concessions are given by the government or SEBI or any other regulators, they are covered under the category 2. And they shall not undertake other than meet day-to-day operational requirement as permitted under these regulations And we still, the private equity fund, debt fund, funds of the funds and such other funds that are not classified under category 1 or category 3 are covered under category 2. And these funds shall be always closed-ended and shall not engage and leverage and have no other investment restrictions. Third category is a category 3 AIF. These AIF, including the hedge funds, which trade with a view to make a short-term return, short-term returns. This employ diverse or complex trading strategy, and they employ the leverage, including through the investment in listed and unlisted derivatives. These funds can be open-ended or closed-ended. There is no specification that they should be closed-ended. Okay. Category 3 fund shall be regulated through the issuance of the direction regarding the areas such as operational standard, then conduct of the business rule, then prudential requirement, then restriction on the redemption, conflict of the interest as may be specified by the SEBI from time to time. Now, silent features. What are the silent features of the AIF? AIF shall not accept from any investor an investment of the value less than 1 crore. So minimum investment value under AIF should be 1 crore. Then further, AIF shall have the minimum corpus of rupees 20 crores, their own funds. It should be 20 crores. These funds or any scheme of the funds shall not have more than 1,000 investors. Manager or sponsor category 1 and 2 AIF shall have contribution or continuing interest in the AIF of not less than 2.5% of the initial corpus or rupees 5 crores, whichever is less. Category 3 alternative investment fund, the continuing interest shall not be less than 5% of the corpus of the rupee 10 crores, whichever is less. And category 1 and category 2 AIF shall be closed-ended and shall have minimum tenure of 3 years. Category 3 AIF, either it is closed-ended or it may be open-ended. The schemes of the AIF must be launched under AIF subject to filing. The information memorandum is a must to be filed with the SEBI. With applicable fee that it has to be paid. And there are different fee structure for category 1, category 2 and category 3. So the units of AIF may be listed on the stock exchange subject to minimum tradable lot of rupees 1 crore. Minimum tradable lot rupees 1 crore. However, AIF shall not raise the funds through the stock exchange mechanism. Category 1 and 2 shall not have been permitted to invest more than 25% of their investable funds in one investee company. And category 3 AIF shall invest not more than 10% of the corpus of investee company. AIF shall not invest in associate except the approval of 75% of the investors. And these shall be all alternate investment funds will have the status of QIB, Qualified Institutional Buyers, as per the SEBI disclosure requirement. And this regulation provides for the transparency and disclosure and mechanism for avoidance of the conflict of interest. Actual regulations of the SEBI AIF regulations 2012 definition. Alternative investment fund means any fund that is established or incorporated in India in the form of trust or a company or limited liability partnership or body corporate, which is privately pooled investment vehicle which collects the fund from the investor, whether Indian or foreign, for investing it into in accordance with the defined investment policy of the benefit of its to the investor, and is not covered under Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is Mutual Funds Regulation 1996, okay, or any other regulations of the board which is regulated and the fund management activities, which is not considered as an AIF, which funds are not considered as an AIF for the purpose of these regulations. Family trust, ESOP trust, then employee welfare trust, holding companies, and other special purpose vehicle which are not established by the fund managers, including securitization trust regulated under specific regulatory framework. These funds are managed by the securitization company or reconstruction company, which is registered with the Reserve Bank of India under Section 3 of the Securitization and Reconstruction of the Financial Assets and Enforcement Security Interest Act, and any of such a pool funds which are directly regulated by any other regulators in India. Coming down to understand the meaning of associate is, company associates are nothing but it is a company or limited liability partnership or a body corporate in which director or trustee or partner or sponsor or manager, okay, of the AIF or a director, partner, manager, sponsor, individually or collectively more than 15% of its paid up capital, share capital or partnership interest, as the case may be, they must hold. That is called associates. Meaning of the board is, board means Securities and Exchange Board of India. And I am right from the topic one. I am always saying whenever the word board comes, that board is nothing but or it is not the company's board, but it is SEBI, that is Securities and Exchange Board of India. Okay, then certificate. This means certificate of registration, which is granted by this board, that is SEBI. And change of control means the company or body corporate means if its shares are listed on any recognized stock exchange, change in the control within the meaning of the various clauses of regulations of the SEBI, and in any other cases, change in the controlling interest or change in legal form. For the purpose of this, the expression controlling interest means an interest, whether direct or indirect, to the extent of more than 50% of the voting right. That is the control. Okay, that is the control. Now, meaning of the company. What is company? Company means the company which is incorporated under Companies Act 2013. And meaning of the corpus is the total amount of the fund committed by the investor to AIF, by the investor to AIF by way of written contract or any such document as on the date. And debt funds means AIF which invest primarily into the debt or debt securities of listed or unlisted investee company according to the stated objections of the fund, objectives of the funds. Equity linked instruments means the instruments convertible into equity shares or share warrants, preference shares, debentures compulsorily or optionally convertible into equity shares. They are called as equity linked instruments. And the form means the set out in the first schedule. And hedge fund means an AIF which employs diverse or complex trading strategy and invest and trades in the securities having diverse risk or complex product, including listed or unlisted derivative products. These are called hedge funds. Infrastructure funds, AIF funds, which invest primarily in unlisted securities or partnership interest or listed debts or securitized debt instruments of the investee companies or a special purpose vehicle, which that is SPV, engaged or formed for the purpose of operating, developing, holding the infrastructure project. Okay? Then, inspecting authority is none other than one or more person which is appointed by the board, that is SEBI, to exercise the power conferred under Regulation 30. An investee company means the company, a special purpose vehicle or limited liability partnership or body corporate in which an alternative investment fund makes an investment. That is investee company. Investible funds means the corpus of the AIF, net of estimated expenditure for the administration and management of the fund. Manager means the person or the entity who is appointed by the AIF to manage its investment, by whatever name you call, may also the same as a sponsor of the fund. Private equity funds means the investment fund, AIF, which invest primarily in equity or the equity linked instruments or partnership interests of the investee companies according to the objective of AIF. SME means small and medium enterprises and shall have the same meaning as assigned to it under the MSME, that is Micro, Small and Medium Entrepreneur Development Act 2006, as amended from time to time. SME funds means the AIF, which invests primarily in unlisted securities of the investee companies, which are SME, or securities of those SMEs which are listed or proposed to be listed on SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange. Social venture is nothing but it is a trust, society or company or venture capital which is undertaking or limited liability partnership form for the purpose of promoting the social welfare or solving the social problems, providing the social benefit, and it includes public charitable trust, society registered under charitable purpose for the promotion of the science, literature and fine arts, and the company registered under Section 25 of the Companies Act 1956, and microfinance institution. So social venture fund means the AIF which invest primarily in securities or the units of the social venture, which satisfies the social performance from social performance norms, which are laid down by the fund and whose investors agrees to receive the restricted or muted returns. Meaning of the sponsor, that any person or person who set up an AIF and includes the promoter in case of the company and designated partner in case of limited liability partnership firm. Trust meaning is trust which is established under Indian Trust Act 1882. Unit means the beneficial interest of the investor in AIF or scheme of the AIF and shall include the shares or partnership interest. VCF means an AIF which is invest primarily in unlisted securities of the startup, emerging or early stage venture capital undertaking, mainly involving new product, new services, technology, intellectual properties act based on the activities, or it may be a new business model altogether. And venture capital undertaking means a domestic company which is not listed and recognized on the recognized stock exchange in India at the time of making investment into it, which is engaged in the business for providing the services, production, manufacture of articles or things, and does not include some activities of the sectors, that is non-banking financial companies, that is NBFC, gold financing, activities not permitted under the industrial policy and the government of India, and any other activities which may be specified by the SEBI in consultation with the government of India from time to time. Now coming down to understand registration of AIF. What is this registration? We know it, that we understood that registration, but little bit detail. On and from the commencement of the regulation, no entity or person shall act as an AIF unless it has obtained the certificate from SEBI, provided the existing fund which are falling within the definition of AIF, which is not registered with the board, may continue to operate for a period of 6 months from the commencement of its regulation. Okay. Or if it has made an application for registration under the sub-regulation 5 within the said period of 6 months till the disposal of such application. Provided further that the board may, in special case, extend the said period up to maximum period of 12 months from the date of such a recommendation. Provided that existing scheme will be allowed to complete their agreed tenure, such funds shall not raise any fresh monies. Further, if such existing funds are not able to comply with the condition, they may apply for the exemption to the board from the strict compliance with these regulations, and the board upon examination may provide such exemption or issue such instruction as may deemed appropriate. The funds which are registered as a VCF under SEBI shall continue to be regulated by the said regulations till the existing funds or scheme managed by the fund is wound up, and such a fund shall not launch any new scheme after notification of these regulations. That is what I explained earlier also. Provided existing funds or the schemes shall not increase the targeted corpus. Further, the VCF may seek re-registration under these regulations and subject to approval by 2/3 of the investors by virtue of their investment. Any entity which is referred under sub-regulation A and who fails to make an application for grant of the certificate within the period specified therein shall not carry any activity as an AIF. And AIF fund shall seek the registration in one of the categories which is mentioned here under, and a case of category 1 alternative investment fund in one of the subcategories thereof. Now, category 1 AIF. Category 1 AIF. This AIF invests in startup or early stage venture or social venture or SME or infrastructure or other sectors or areas which are governed by the regulators considered as a socially economically desirable, and shall include the venture capital funds, SME funds, social venture fund, infrastructure funds and such other alternative funds as may be specified. Category 2 AIF, which is nothing but it does not fall in category 1 and category 3, which does not undertake leverage or borrowing other than meet day-to-day operational requirement and permitted in these regulations that funds as a private equity funds or debt funds or for which there is no specific incentive or concessions are given by Government of India or any other regulator. Category 3 AIF employs the diverse or a complex trading strategy. Okay. And they may employ the leverage including through investment listed or unlisted derivatives. Okay. These funds, such as hedge funds or funds which trade with the view to make a short-term return, or such other funds which are open-ended and for the no specific incentive or concessions are given by the government or any other regulatory, shall be included. An application to grant of the certificate shall be made for any of the categories and shall be accompanied by the non-refundable application fee as specified in Part A of the second schedule of these regulations and to be paid in the manner specified in the Part B thereof. The board shall consider the requirement which is specified in these regulations for the purpose of considering grant of registration. The certificate of registration shall be valid till the AIF fund is closed. And board may, in the interest of the investor, issue the direction regarding the transfer of record, documents or securities or disposal of investment relating to its activities as an AIF. In addition, board may, in order to protect the interest of the investor, appoint any person to take charge of the record, document, securities, and for this purpose also determine that the terms and the conditions of such appointments. Eligibility criteria for the purpose of the grant of the certificate to the applicant, the board shall consider some of the conditions. One is memorandum of association in case of company, trust deed in case of the trust, and partnership deed in case of the limited liability partnership permits its carry on the activities of AIF. applicant is prohibited by any memorandum and articles of association of the trust deed or partnership deed for making invitation to the public and subscribe to the securities. In case the applicant is a trust, the instrument of the trust is in the form of the deed and it has been duly registered under the provision of the Trust Act, Registration Act 1908. In case of applicant is a limited liability partnership, the partnership is duly incorporated and in partnership deed has been duly filed with the registrar under the provision of Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008. In case the applicant is a body corporate, it is set up or it established under the laws of the central or state legislature, it is permitted to carry on the activities of an AIF. Sponsor, applicant, manager are fit and proper persons which are based on the criteria which are specified in the Schedule 2 of the Securities and Exchange Board Act 2008. The key investment team of the manager of the AIF has an adequate experience with at least one key person should have not less than 5 years experience in advising managing the pool funds of the capital or in funds or assets or wealth or portfolio management or in the business buying, selling and dealing with the securities or other financial assets has a relevant professional qualification. Further, the manager or sponsor has a necessary infrastructure and manpower to effectively discharge its activities. Subsequently, the applicant has clearly described in its application at the time of registration the investment objective and the targeted investor, proposed corpus, as well as investment style and the strategy and the proposed tenure of the funds and the schemes. Whether the applicant or any other entity established by the sponsor or manager has earlier been refused registration by board. Furnishing the information. The board is required in its application to furnish any such information or clarification regarding the sponsor or manager or nature of the fund or fund management activities or any such matter which is connected thereto to consider the application for grant of certificate after registration thereon. If required, the board or applicant, sponsor or manager shall appear before the board for personal representation. Procedure for grant of certificate. Board can grant a certificate under the specific category of AIF, provided if it is satisfied that the applicant fulfills the requirement as specified in these regulations. The board shall, on receipt of the registration fee specified in the second schedule, grant a certificate of registration in Form B. The registration may be granted with such a condition as may be deemed appropriate by the board. Now, what is the condition of the certificate? Certificate granted under the regulation shall be subject to 1. That is, AIF shall abide by the provision of the Act and this regulation. 2. The alternative investment fund shall not carry on any other activity other than which is permitted activity. The AIF shall forthwith inform to the board in writing if any information are previously submitted to the board are found to be false or misleading in any material or if there is any material change in the information already submitted. And second, the alternative investment fund which has been granted and the certificate or registration under the category cannot change its category subsequent to the registration except with the approval of the board. Now, what is to be done if there is a refusal of registration by the board? After considering the application made under Regulation 3, board is of the opinion that certificate should not be granted and it may be rejected. Then what is to be done? There are remedies. The decision of the board to reject the application shall be communicated to the applicant within 30 days. That is the responsibility of the board. When an application of the certificate is rejected by the board, the applicant shall cease to carry on all the activities as AIF. Now coming down to understand investment condition and restrictions. There should be a strategy of investment. AIF shall state that investment strategy, purpose and investment methodology in its placement memorandum, to the investor. Then, any alteration which happened after submission to the fund, strategy shall be made with the consent at least 2/3 of unit holders by value of their investment in the alternative investment funds. Investment in all categories of alternative investment funds shall be subject to some of the conditions that AIF may raise the funds from any investor, whether Indian, foreign, non-resident, or by way of issuing the unit. And each scheme of the AIF shall have the corpus at least 20 crores. AIF shall not accept from investor an investment value less than rupees 1 crore, provided in case the investor who are employee or director of the AIF or employee or director of manager or minimum value of the investment shall be 25 lakh rupees. Manager sponsor shall have continuing interest in alternative investment fund not less than 2.5% of their corpus or 5 crores of rupees, whichever is lower. Okay. And provided that the category 3 alternative investment funds, the continuing interest shall not be less than 5% of the corpus in 10 crores, whichever is lower. Manager sponsor shall have to disclose their investment in the alternative investment fund to the investor of the alternative investment fund. No scheme of the AIF shall have more than 1,000 investors, and the fund shall be solicited to collect the funds except by way of private placement.